Is Lady Cecilia all right?
I hope so. I don't think she half understands the danger she could be in.
Of course, if someone had to notice, Lady Cecilia de Matos is the safest. She's not a gossip like most of them.
The Crown Minister's sister sat motionless, demure in her long brocaded gown.
It's a nuisance, though. If she did take it into her head to mention it to someone, they might pay attention. Precisely because she's known to be no gossip. I wonder if that scamp Ronnie knows. The king didn't say.
If Ronnie knew, Cecilia would have told the king.
I suppose. He might not have told me, though. And the idiot didn't even record the conversation.
Only here, in this carefully shielded study, did the Crown Minister allow himself to speak of the king this way.
He said it would have been a breach of manners and trust. Said, of course, Lady Cecilia was loyal. And she is, I've no doubt.
But people said, I've no doubt, when their doubts were just surfacing. He knew that now. His sister had taught him, gently, over the years.
It must have been upsetting for her, and yet exciting, in a way. Of course, she worried. She has a warm heart under her gruff manner, as we all know. Look at the way she took on young Ronnie after his troubles. But at the same time, she's always thrived on excitement. To be the one who brings important news, even bad news, must have made her feel important. And it's been so long since she won any of those horse trials.
Well, but Lorenzo, she's over 80, and she won't take rejuvenation.
Quite so.
Lorenzo studied her fingernails, exquisitely patterned in the latest marbleized silver and pale pink. Piercy would, in time, realize the problem and its necessary solution. He wasn't stupid. He just had the soft heart of a man whose every comfort had been arranged for years by a loving and very efficient sister. Ordinarily, she never intervened. She felt it was important for him to feel, as well as appear, independent of any influence from his family. She had her own life, her own social activities, which kept her out and about. But in this instance, she might do him a favor, indulge his soft-heartedness by taking on the task, not in this instance unpleasant at all, of removing the threat of Lady Cecilia de Marktos and her unbridled tongue.
You stupid old bitch! I always knew the time would come, and now you're mine!
Still smiling, she poured Piercy a cup of tea and admired the translucency of the cup, the aroma, the grace of her own hand.
Here you are.
She handed it to him. He smiled at her, approving. He had never seen her contempt for him. He never would. If necessary, he would die. But he would die still believing in her absolute devotion. That small kindness she had promised him. She promised none to Cecilia. Already her mind lingered on possibilities. Which would be best for her? Which would be worst for that arrogant, loud-mouthed old bitch who had humiliated her all those years ago? Piercy reached for a sandwich from the tray.
I can't believe you're not taking this more seriously.
Oh, I do, Piercy. But I know you and the king are quite competent to deal with any problems that might arise. Although perhaps I could keep my ear to the ground among the ladies.
Oh, bless you, Lorenza. If there's any gossip, you'll hear it.
There won't be until they're all talking about what happened to poor dear Cecilia.
I want you to meet my captain, Harris Serrano.
Lady Cecilia wore tawny silk, a flowing gown with a flared collar, low boots, and jewels Harris hadn't seen before. She had arrived at the shuttleport in high good humor and insisted that they go straight to the most prestigious of the yacht refitters. The man behind the desk of Space Enhance flicked Harris a glance.
Pleased, Captain Serrano.
She's my agent for this project. I have too much business ground side to be on call for the questions that always come up. I've told her what I want, and she knows the ship's capacity. You two, settle everything and let me know when it's done.
Very well, m'lady, but we must have your authorization for credit.
Cecilia handed over her cube.
Of course. Harris has my power of attorney if you need more.
Harris was stunned. Did rich people typically give power of attorney to ship captains when they didn't want to be bothered?
Well, then, you're fortunate that you called when you did. We happen to have a slot open at the moment. Bay 458E, North Concourse. Do you have a storage company in mind, Captain Serrano, or shall I schedule removal and storage with one of our regulars?
Harris had no idea which storage company was reputable. She wished Cecilia had given her more warning of what to expect.
Schedule it, please. If you would just tell me what you require.
It's in our brochure. We do ask specifically that the owner remove all valuables, organic and inorganic, under private seal. We ourselves seal all electronics components. Depending on the owner's decisions, some service areas may be sealed off and left intact. Quite often owners choose to leave the galley and food storage bays the same.
Harris took the data cards and the hard copies. The cover of one, she noted, showed the Sweet Delight's earlier redecoration. Unless teal and lavender and spiky metal sculptures were everyone's taste.
Let's have lunch at Shimo's.
The last thing Harris wanted was a fancy meal at that most expensive and exclusive of Rockhouse major restaurants. If she was supposed to move the ship and prepare for storage of all the furniture and personal items, she needed to get back aboard. And where would the crew stay? But from the look on Cecilia's face, she would get no more information until her employer had some food. Shimo's was just what she feared. Fashionably dressed ladies of all ages, and a few obviously wealthy men, all tucked into intricate alcoves. Cecilia fussed over the menu far more than usual, and finally settled on what Harris thought of as typical ladies' luncheon fare. It was very unlike her. She waited, less patient than she seemed, for Cecilia to explain what was going on.
The crown is paying for it. It's my reward for bringing the prince home. That's why there's a berth open at Space Enhance.
Harris wondered why Cecilia had chosen this public place to talk about it. The alcoves had privacy shields, but she doubted they were effective against anything but the unaided ears of those in the next alcove.
I told them I didn't want a reward, but Council doesn't want an unpaid debt to my family right now. I'm not sure what's going on, but Ronnie's father isn't happy. Meanwhile, I'm undoing the damage done during the annual business meeting, changing my registered proxy, moving assets around. Nothing for you to worry about. I don't walk down dark alleys at night. I'm spending hours in business offices and then going home to my sister's townhouse.
But you don't have anyone with you.
Only lawyers, accountants, clerks, the odd section head, salespeople when I shop, and the entire staff of the house. And the family.
Milady, considering what Ronnie said about Mr. Smith, and if anyone should care if it's known you're the one most likely to have noticed, don't you think some precaution is warranted?
Cecilia looked thoughtful. Harris waited. In this place, where anyone might have heard what they said, she dared not press her argument.
I think not. And if I should fall dead of a heart attack, or even a street assault, I would prefer you consider that the natural end of a long, eventful life. I am, after all, over 80. All original parts, no rejuve. There is no advantage to be gained by killing me. I'm not political. For all that I grumbled about my proxy and made some changes, I have little to do with the family business, and they know it. I have no children whose plans would change were I a hostage. Besides, if, and I think it's unlikely, remember, if someone has designs on me, there's no way to tell without awaiting a move.
You could wear a tagger.
Detectable, is it not, by anyone with the right equipment? Which means that the very persons you most fear would be first to know, and, should they wish, disable it.
That was true. Yet Harris was sure that Cecilia didn't realize her peril. She had lived her entire life in privilege, safely sheltered from any violence she didn't herself choose. That she had chosen a dangerous hobby still did not prepare her for attack. She could say she wasn't political, but what else could her report to the king be called?
You are coming back to the ship this afternoon, aren't you? Perhaps we can talk.
No. I think it best that I not come aboard right now.
But
Captain Serrano, please, do this my way. I am not stupid, and I have my reasons.
Did this mean she was worried about the Crown's response, or was something else going on?
Paris couldn't tell, and she realized Cecilia was not about to discuss it. They finished the meal in near silence.